Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after... going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. If this is your first time tuning in to the podcast, welcome. My name is Drea, and I help you navigate your journey of pursuit towards purpose. I help you rediscover what purpose is. I help you become the version of yourself who God is calling you to become. And yeah, we are on this journey together and have been on this journey together since 2020. We've been at it, you guys, almost, now that I'm thinking about it, Living in Pursuit is going to turn 6 years next month, in a few days, January. What is even going on? Not her being 6 years old. That is so crazy that that just happened in real time. Anyway, make sure you subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. Make sure you check out all of the links, all of the information on who I am, what I do, Living in Pursuit, the brand, all of the things in the show notes. And follow me on Substack, follow me on YouTube and LinkedIn. I will see you guys over there outside of the podcast. Today is December 31st, which means 2026 is tomorrow. I'm talking about a few days. No, 2026 is tomorrow. Today is a very chill day on my end. I'm really taking this day to slow down. I've been reading some of my books today, and I did a little bit of planning for Q1 of 2026. And yeah, now I'm here, ready to dive into this episode. So a few days ago, let me pull up my notes, on the 29th. So, well, first of all, let me do a disclaimer, because I feel like this last season has encompassed like a lot, right? My season, I feel like, has been 3 years. So however long your season has been, I'm just referring to last season. So I think that this season that we're coming out of has layers, right? I've been talking about like kingdom marriage, preparing for marriage, preparing for kingdom business and entrepreneurship, preparing for your assignment, healing, transformation. I've had an episode on suffering, had an episode on losing things, and I think that just pretty much wraps up the season that I myself am currently navigating my way out of, but that is the season that I have endured. So if you hear me talking about, you know, kingdom marriage and this and this and this and that, like all of these things are happening at once. My God. All of these things are taking place at the same time, and I have been navigating it with the Lord, but also with many of you. On my social media platform, I shared my journey of getting evicted, having to move back in with my parents, all of the things. I showed that on my YouTube channel with vlogs, and I shared a little bit of that journey on TikTok as well. So this season has been rough. Okay. This season has been a lot, and just navigating all of these different layers has been a challenge, but that's just a quick disclaimer, just to get us on one accord here. So last episode, I dove into healing, and of course, I believe that the Lord not only is bringing me out of this particular season that I've been in, but he's also still like, he's still completing the process of healing me in this particular area, in the area of friendships and relationships. So in that, December 29th, that morning, I sensed that God wanted to spend some quiet time with me. So I'm making my breakfast and I put on some prophetic worship music. And it's just like instrumental music, no words. And so I'm sitting there and y'all, I don't know what it was, but I even felt like I had an attitude. Like it felt like I had an attitude. It was like, like, why are we going slow? Why is this a slow morning? Like, I have to submit an RFP. I have to do this. I have to do that. All of the things. And the Lord was like, first of all, hush and spend some time with me. So I already kind of had an attitude. And in that, you know, fixing my breakfast and I'm, you know, listening for God to say something to me. And I started praying and everything. And I hear the word reluctant and I heard it twice and I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And y'all, it literally means someone who is unwilling, hesitant, or not eager to do something, often due to inner doubt, fear, or a struggle between their desire and a sense of duty or necessity. Now, when the Lord gave me that word, I knew, like, just instantly that he was saying, like, he was talking about, like, my healing journey. Y'all know I'm coming out of avoidant behavior around these two particular areas of my life, friendships and relationships, right? So I'm coming out of avoiding all of this and actually, like, sitting with my emotions and things like that. But the fact that I had an attitude and I was, like, kind of trying to rush the process of spending time with God so I can, you know, just get to do what I need to do for the day, that man called me reluctant. And I'm like, oh, okay. I said, break that down. And the word that stuck out was unwilling. And as I began to pray, and as God, you know, continued to just lay that word on my heart, he started, like, flooding me with revelation. And essentially, what he was saying to me was, this process that you are undergoing, healing in these areas, this is going to cause you, like, I need you to be willing to do it. I need you to be willing to sit with me and not have an attitude. I need you to be willing to spend time with me even when you have an agenda. I need you to be willing to hear what I'm saying to you, even if you don't agree or even if you don't want to have this tough and hard conversation. I need you to be willing to heal in this area. And I was like, Lord, have mercy. And then the other word that stuck out was hesitant. I think I stated this in the last episode, but anytime that conversation came up or anytime, like, you know, anybody talked about relationships or anything like that, I would just immediately get triggered. And I would try to avoid what I'm feeling as I'm getting triggered. And what's crazy is that I done taught y'all how to deal with these triggers. I taught y'all how to deal with these triggers. And for a long time, I have been the one not being able to handle these types of triggers. I can handle all the other triggers in the other areas of my life and, you know, dealing with new stuff. But when it comes to these things, I'm like, I'm not even applying what I'm teaching. And that's crazy. Not me being a hypocrite. Anyway, we're going to move on from that. So as God was giving me these words, reluctant, hesitant, unwilling, and he's flooding me with this revelation, he started to highlight different, Jesus, he started to highlight different, like, moments of hesitancy within myself, different moments where I would be unwilling to, like, sit with him or hear what he had to say or, you know, just really have, like, that intimate time with him. And so there are some things in my healing journey where I was unwilling to submit to, like things that God would tell me to stop doing. I'm still doing it, being disobedient. And some of the things that he was telling me to do, I see now is directly tied to my healing journey. not even just like emotionally or spiritually, but physically. Like, stop drinking that, stop eating that, because X, Y, and Z is going to take place if you do not stop. And me not stopping those things, I'm seeing the result. Like, you know, like I'm seeing the result of like the physical results, the emotional results, the fatigue, all of the things. Like, I'm seeing the results of my disobedience. And God started to show me, like, I'm trying to heal you, but you have not submitted to my way of healing. I know that you've been eating this, you've been doing these things all of your life. Your body is used to it. You've trained your body, you've trained your mind to run to these things for comfort or whatever. But the way that I'm trying to heal you is to make you stop doing those things so you can see different results. So you can see the results that you actually want to see. You want to be this, you want to be that, but you have not been obedient to what seems to be small, a small instruction. And that has caused me to really identify and really look at myself and be like, okay, I can be disciplined in this, I can be disciplined in that, but why can't I be disciplined in this area? That's crazy. Like, I'm used to, you know, living a life, or really I had a season where I was just like, not priding myself on being disciplined, but it was a highlight, right? And so me being disciplined in this area brought on, you know, like this self-awareness, like, oh, I'm a disciplined person. When in actuality, the areas of my life that I had not submitted to was a direct reflection of not having discipline in these areas. And so that's something that was something that God was highlighting to me about that. Another unwilling or hesitant thing that God showed me was avoiding sermons and worship music. Y'all know I talked about bitterness. I talked about like me like developing that root of bitterness when I had to move back in with my parents after getting evicted. Y'all know I was hot. I was hot with God. I ain't want to talk. Don't talk to me. Don't give me no scripture. Don't put no video on my timeline on YouTube. Don't have nobody call me and pray with me. Don't, none of that. Don't wake me up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. No, I don't want to talk. And during that time, I avoided sermons. I avoided like worship music. And the thing that God was highlighting to me was that watching sermons and listening to worship music, invoking that intimate time with God, you know, getting that teaching, getting that revelation, when I do these things, are what is going to heal me. Everything that I am avoiding to do, everything that I am unwilling to do, everything that I am hesitant to do, is actually preventing me from receiving the healing that He's trying to give me. Another thing would be putting on like movies. Instead of watching sermons or, you know, diving into my word, I'll just put on a movie, a comfort movie. If you have anxiety, then you know what I'm talking about. But I will put on like a Disney movie, something that will comfort me, something that I'm already familiar with, right? I'm putting on a movie to escape, to feel, you know, a sense of comfort, whatever the case may be, right? And then I even had the audacity to start listening to rap music again. And nah, I'm not talking about Christian rap music. I'm talking about Payroll Giovanni. Like, I'm talking about checking in the suites for a week is your monthly rent. Hey, I'm sitting up here like in the car like, ooh, yay, yay. And the Lord is steady like, why are you're purposely trying to avoid me because you know my spirit is deep and saturated on the inside of you, and you know that I'm calling you or like I'm urging you to like spend time with me, and yet you're avoiding me purposely, trying to tune me out, knowing that I cannot tune God out. Do y'all know anytime I try to avoid God, He just has a way of speaking to me. It'll be through somebody. It'll be a sign. It'll be a number. It'll be something that he already like spoke to me and like cultivated in me. And it'll just pop up. It'll be something that he already told me, something that he is currently showing me. And I'm steady like, oh no, let me put this music on because, oh no, let me put this movie on because no. Like, for example, the other day, I saw the numbers 333 like three times and it automatically made me think of Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you. I will show you, or I will tell you and even show you great and mighty things in which you do not know. Very familiar with the scripture, right? Very familiar. And I want to say I had watched a sermon the next day and that sermon was confirmation to everything that he was showing me and telling me. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, so trying to avoid God is like, you can't. So you might as well deal with it. You might as well sit with those emotions. You might as well allow him to heal you in the ways that he wants to heal you. The thing that I'm realizing is that it doesn't matter how disciplined I am. It doesn't matter how, you know, knowledgeable I am of what I need to heal from. I'm still not going to be able to heal in the way God wants me to heal without him. Like, I need his spirit all over this area. I need him to remind me in those moments where I am triggered. I need him to fill me with his love. I need him to remind me that I am chosen, that I am loved, that, you know, I need him. I need him to remind me of all of the things that the enemy is steady telling me that I am not. I need God's validation more than anything and anyone. So me trying to, you know, do things on my own, like that's just not, it's not effective, right? Like I'm seeing the results of that. It's not effective. And I guess what another thing that I'm trying to say is, could your disobedience be tied to your delay? Like the healing that you want, the things that God keeps telling you to stop doing, the things that God keeps showing you to do. Like for me, going back to food, God purposely started like showing me like healthy foods, just showing it to me. Y'all know I have a new obsession with kava. I just, if you ever want to get me anything just to show me love or, you know, appreciation or whatever, give me a kava gift card, please. Because my God, I am obsessed with kava. I can eat kava every single day. But I was hesitant to try kava because it was something new. I had never tried kava before. And yes, there are reviews. There are people that I know that eat kava. But now that God has like been showing me, I want you to eat a little bit healthier, kava started getting highlighted a little bit more. My niece started coming around with kava bowls and, you know, cups and everything like that. And I'm like, okay, maybe the Lord wants me to try kava. So the day I tried kava, it changed my life. I was like, oh, I never knew. Even the YouTube channel that I'm subscribed to is called Bon Appetit. It's basically behind the scenes of restaurant chefs just preparing for the day, preparing for lunch, whatever. And they take you through like the whole restaurant process of opening up the restaurant for the general public. And I love Bon Appetit. I will watch it all day if I could. But God has been showing me that because it's confirming that there are certain things that he does not want me to eat anymore. There is a certain diet, even with my Crohn's disease. If y'all didn't know, I have Crohn's disease. And it's basically an inflammatory disease. It's not life-threatening. Well, I ain't gonna say that because I kind of almost died in 2016 when I had my child, but that's neither here nor there. But I'm at an age, the age of 34, where, you know, as a Black woman, my health has to become a priority. We as a race, we have too many things going on to not be healthy, to not take our health seriously, right? And so what I'm trying to say is the more hesitant and unwilling you are to trust God's leading, to obey God's instructions, it's actually delaying your healing. It's delaying your progress. It's delaying everything that you are praying for. Your lack of discipline is causing you to repeat cycles. Your lack of trusting God in this area, really allowing the Holy Spirit to, you know, just arrest you, give you that fruit of the Spirit, self-control, and really prune that and cultivate that on the inside of you. Your unwillingness to allow him to do that is causing the cycle. It's causing you to continue down that road of addiction. It's causing you to continue down that road of all of the things that you have yet to heal from. And let me be a witness to tell you that that is actually true. I've seen the results of my discipline. Like when I do what God tells me to do, there are great, great outcomes. Okay. When I do not do what God wants me to do, I suffer the consequences. Some way, some shape, some way or the other, I suffer the consequences. And what I want to get you all to understand is that there has to be a renewed level of willingness, despite how we feel, despite what our flesh wants us to do. I was talking about this yesterday. I think I posted it yesterday, but I posted a video saying how I feel like in today's day and age, it's getting harder and harder to be a Christian and to stay Christian because of all of the things that's going on. But like the willingness, the level of submission that you have to have, it gets harder to submit to God every single day. Your flesh, the more you become like Jesus, the more you become like Christ, your flesh is in like direct rebellion against that process. And so fighting the temptations, fighting against your own will at times is getting harder and harder, especially for somebody like me. I'm type A. Okay. I got to have a plan for everything. I got to know what's going on. I got to this, I got to that. And the Lord is, you know, slowly like pruning me out of that. But, let me say that. Patience is what is going to heal me of that. And the more unwilling I am to be patient or really to operate from a place of patience, I'm going to continue to want to have control. I'm going to continue to let anxiety rule in all sorts of areas in my life. So the more willing I am to submit to God cultivating patience on the inside of me, I will no longer have the need to control anything. I will no longer allow anxiety to fuel my decisions. You know what I'm saying? So being a Christian is becoming harder and harder because there is a level of willingness that we need to have as we go into, you know, different areas of our healing journey, but also just different areas of life. Yes, it's hard to heal. Yeah, it is. But as you become more like Christ, you're going to start seeing how much evil it really is in the world. You're going to see how many people are just the opposite of Christ. As you apply the word, as you implement the word, as you transform, as your eyes open, you're going to start seeing so many things that you never saw before. And your willingness to continue down that path is going to be, you know, just a challenge for you. But I think the willingness part has to come from a place of love and a place of dependence. And like it has to stem from a strong belief and trust in God and his power to transform us and to guide us and lead us where we need to be, even when we can't do things, you know, in our own strength, and even when we can't see what he's doing. There has to be a new level of willingness going into just this new season of life. A lot of us are stepping into new business ventures. We're stepping into, you know, new friendships, new relationships, all of the things. And so us being hesitant, us being reluctant, us always thinking that somebody's out to get us, us being paranoid, us not giving people a chance based off of our past. Yeah, that's going to keep us in those cycles that we do not even want to be in. That unwillingness and hesitancy is going to not only continue to affect us, but it's going to affect the people that are around us, our children, the generations coming up after us. Like, imagine you being so unwilling to heal that now your child is just displaying all of these behavioral issues and they are now the victim of abandonment and rejection issues because you're unwilling to heal. Because you're unwilling to allow God to cultivate that characteristic on the inside of you. You know what I'm saying? So us not healing, it don't just affect us. It affects everybody around us. It affects our clients. It affects, you know, our associates. It affects people that we work with. It affects like future partners, partnerships in our businesses and all kinds of things. Like, this is why we have to become willing. God, I know that this is something that I've dealt with my whole life, but I'm willing to do things your way. Lord, I wouldn't have did this that way. I wouldn't have said it like that. I wouldn't have did it like that. But because you are God, and because you have a track record, and because you've proven yourself to me over and over and over again, there should be a willingness there. So whatever is keeping me from, you know, not being willing to trust you or not being willing to just obey and submit to you, I have to address my flesh and I have to address the pride inside of me. And y'all know anytime we start dealing with pride, the enemy has came in some door somewhere in that process. The enemy is at work. And so, yeah, God asked me that question. Are you willing? Because I'm trying to help you. I know you don't want to do it this way, but I'm trying to help you. This is, and I'm not changing my methods just because you don't like the way I'm healing you. I'm not changing my strategy. I'm not changing the way. This is the way. So either submit to the way or repeat the cycle. Period. Like, that's the type of God we serve, whether we don't like, whether we understand it or not. Like, that's his way or no way. We got to get to a point of real submission, that type of submission. Like, we can't, we can no longer trust ourselves in certain areas. You know, we got to let the big G do what he do. And so, yeah, are you willing? Will you be willing in 2026? Will you be willing to submit to God in the way he's calling you to submit? In 2026, will this be the year that you actually cultivate a new willingness to do whatever it is that God tells you to do? Now, see, when God told me to quit my job, I was willing to do that. But after like 6 or 7 months, but when I was when I actually did it, like, I had the trust, I had the faith, I had all of these things, and it didn't go my way. So the bitterness came in, the anger came in, the frustration came in, the confusion came in, the warfare came in. Now, after all of that, God is now asking me to be willing again. And that, my friend, is Christianity. That is what a real relationship with God looks like. A willingness to still be in communion, be in relationship with him, even after the disappointment, even after the failure, even after you got your feelings hurt. Yeah. I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. I hope that we go into 2026. Tomorrow is the first. I hope that you all have a great and amazing day. I hope you have a great and amazing New Year's Eve. And yeah, I will talk to you all in 2026 when we turn 6 years old. That's crazy. Oh my God. That is so crazy. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us along this journey, because I wanted to give up many and plenty of times. As you all seen, I tried to, and the Lord has time and time again been like, where you going? Yeah, get back on your post, because I'm not done with you yet. I'm not done using you yet. But anyway, I love you guys. If you haven't already, subscribe. Okay, subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, 2026, I am working on having like a full like podcast setup, like video. Like I want to take Living in Pursuit and have a video version of Living in Pursuit podcast. Like that's one of my goals for 2026. Y'all stay in prayer for me, okay? Stay in prayer with me, I should say, for that. Because that's something that I really feel called to do. And yeah, make sure you leave a review if you haven't already so that other people can get some help navigating their journey of pursuit towards purpose. And follow me on Substack. Subscribe to my newsletter. What else I got? Follow me on YouTube. I have some great videos coming out in January. About faith and business and entrepreneurship and all of the things. And yeah, follow me on LinkedIn. And yeah, I love you guys. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.